I know one of your passions, of course, besides playing sax, is getting outside. And I see you down at the gym working out. You know, would you have some new, I guess I would say, New Year's resolutions for the new year that you're thinking about?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I've just read a book that's changed my life. It's called The War of Art.
Ah.
I think it's Stephen Pressfield or Pressman. I'm sorry that I can't remember his last name, but it absolutely spoke to me as an artist and what I face every day as an artist to do what it is I'm here on the planet to do. And, you know, we get blocked and so easy by our own resistance, but that resistance is actually the forces that work against us that don't want to see our pure creativity come onto the planet. And then we have, of course, the positive forces that are there to help us out, our muses, our angels, our spirit guides, our God, whatever it is that we want to call upon that assists us in bringing that creativity to the world to make a difference. So it just gave me a whole new way of looking at myself as an artist, what it means to contribute what I have to give to the planet, and ways that I can prevent myself from being blocked or overcome the resistance that keeps me from doing my work. So my resolution for the new year is to do my work and give it to the planet and not let anything stop me.
This is such a great, great book to hear about right now in my life, because just like you with this new album I have pressing forward, I have had to jump over so many obstacles over the last couple years as I pushed forward on this album and getting it to where it is now, and now propelling it further out of the music ghetto, as I call it, or getting known. You know, I keep running into these naysayers, these people that, you know, that say, why are you doing that? You're too old, or it's silly, or, you know, it's you know, I don't want to do it, so you shouldn't want to do it either. And
right. Basically, it's about, I do my work as an artist because I must, because if I don't, I'm wildly unhappy. And in the end, it doesn't matter what the world does with it. Doesn't even matter if it's good, really. What matters is that I'm fully expressed and that each day I go to bed satisfied that I did my work, that I did what I'm here to do. And hopefully it results in some sort of difference being made to the people who experience what I put out there. But if it doesn't, I could be Van Gogh. He never sold one painting during his lifetime, but they were all masterpieces. And maybe that's my fate. I don't know, but it doesn't matter is the thing that I really got out of this. For me, I must do my work every day.
And boy, I'll tell you, from this side of the fence, your work is incredible. Like I said, you know, every time I've had a chance to see you play and the work you did on my album and even some of the stuff I know we're going to do real soon together, I'm really looking forward to those. Those are going to be special times. I thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today, being part of this podcast. Would you tell folks your website?
Yes, absolutely. It's SoniaJason.com, and that's Sonia with a Y, Jason like a guy, name, I say. A rhyme always helps. SoniaJason.com.
Thank you for listening to this edition of MJ Radio, and thank you to Sonia Jason for being my guest.